Hello, I'm Pastor Mike Wheaton. I want to thank you for tuning in today. Today, we are interrupting our series on the secret to your best life to share a special message to fathers. And we're going to share a message entitled, A Father's Invitation. A Father's Invitation. But we still would like you to go out to Amazon.com and pick up the book, The Secret to Your Best Life. And there's also a workbook that goes with that. The book is what I describe as preaching, and the workbook is what I describe as teaching. And we want you to pick up both copies if you can. The Secret to Your Best Life, the book and the workbook. But now we're going to get into a message entitled A Father's Invitation, and we want to wish all you fathers out there a happy Father's Day. Let's get into the Word. Glad that you are here tonight. We pray that tonight will be a blessing as we continue our study in the secret to your best life. We want you to check in with us before we get started. Tell us how your day or your week has been, and then we'll get into the Word. Amen.
Hand on to God. That's the time that you will there.
To discuss tonight. Jeremiah 40:31. Let's read this out loud together at the same time on three. 1, 2, 3.
Yet those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary.
Amen. You may be seated. Again, as we shared Sunday, the secret to your best life is dependent upon God for your strength. The secret to your best life is depend upon God for your strength. And I start out in the handouts talking about borrowing a term from our moderator, Kurt D. Russian, and describing in the book and in the workbook, describing Paul's Valley as Pleasantville. As Pleasantville. And I use that term because, as you know, I'm originally from Dallas. And in Dallas, they have this traffic. This traffic. I remember when my daughter was younger, she used to always hear me talk about traffic. You know, I think she was about 2 or 3 years old, and she... And then one day she asked me what traffic was, and I told her that traffic was all these cars on the freeway. That's traffic. And I say that in the book, in the workbook, that one of the great things about being in Paul's Valley is that there is no traffic. There is no traffic. And therefore, you don't have to wait. You don't have to wait. There's no traffic. And I talk about the experience in the book about my first experience in Paul's Valley with traffic. And I think there was 3 cars ahead of me, and I almost tweeted about it. There was traffic. There was traffic. But then I began to talk in the book about the term about those who deal with traffic probably wouldn't like the term that we talk about in this text, which is waiting on the Lord. Waiting on the Lord, because we got a bad taste of what traffic is. What traffic is. And I include some of the information here. Video. I shared this Sunday, but I think it's a lot better with the music. For some reason, music didn't play last Sunday. Thank you. concept in this text is waiting, waiting. And as I was saying, if you're used to traffic, you probably don't like that term, waiting. But we're sharing the book that those of us who know what it's like to wait in traffic would probably not like the idea of waiting on the Lord. However, the Hebrew word for wait can be translated to mean to bind together your expectations with God. To bind together your expectations with God. So when that text says to wait on the Lord, it means to bind together your expectations to God. The Holman's Christian Standard Bible translated this word to trust along with some of the other newer translations. They that patiently wait for the Lord to work things out to renew their strength. And I believe this is the concept of faith. The concept of faith. Waiting on the Lord can be contrast with having faith in God, in the Lord. The Bible states in Hebrews 11:6 that without faith it is impossible to please God. And if you are waiting on the Lord, you already believe that God has worked it out for you. You are just waiting for God to place the answer in time. To place the answer in time. So, when you wait on the Lord, you bind your expectations together with God. Yet those who wait on the Lord, when you bind your expectations together with God, then you can gain that new strength.
Amen.
That new strength through faith, because you believe that God is going to take care of you or it or whatever the circumstances is. And because you believe, it gives you strength.
Amen.
They will mount up with wings as eagles, as we saw that majestic bird in the video. They will run and not grow tired, and they will walk and not faint and will not faint. I use another illustration in the book about waiting on the Lord. We've got so technical that when you order something, they will give you a tracking number. You order something online like Amazon.com, you order it online, and they'll email you a tracking number. And when you get that tracking number, you can type it into the computer, go up to UPS, and type that tracking number in, and it will tell you exactly where your product is. And all you have to do is sit and wait. 2 days go by, you can track it again, and you'll sit and notice that the package is closer within 2 days. Many times it takes about 5 days for what I order, because I don't order special delivery, and I can tell many times my packages start up somewhere in New Jersey, come down south, end up in Memphis, and then come back over and end up in Dallas, and then from Dallas a lot of times it comes straight to my doorstep, and all I have to do is wait, but I can track it, and I use that as an illustration of how we need to, through prayer, take that tracking number of prayer, that tracking device. And when we pray, we believe God. And when we want to know where God, where our blessings is each day, we use that tracking device called prayer.
Yeah.
And God lets you know that it's a little closer than it was the day before.
Okay.
A little closer than it was before the day before that. And that's waiting on the Lord. And then I talk about this being an intelligent tracking. And as the days go by, you get excited because you're about to get it. Amen? You get excited because you're about to get it. And that's faith and waiting on the Lord. Each day goes by, you're excited about getting what God says that you can have. But in order to get this tracking number, in order to get what God has for you, you have to obey the word of God, and you have to pray, and you have to believe. It says, therefore, all you have to do is wait enthusiastically for God to work it out. You now have wings and strength because you think big. What does think big means?
Believe in God.
Believe in God. And that's what it means to wait on the Lord, is you believe in God. Tie your expectations up with God. Believe that he's going to take care of it. And get enthusiastic about it.
Amen.
Hello, somebody. Enthusiasm is really a sign of what you believe. A sign of what you believe. You get enthusiastic about it. Back when I was in high school, when our team got behind, we used to sing a song enthusiastically. I don't know if they sang it here in Oklahoma, but we used to, the band would begin to play, and I think I've used this illustration before, where I believe it was the tubas. They were but anyway, and then we start to shout, hold that line, defense. Hold that line, hold that line, defense, hold that line. Then the chorus would go, hold that line. You know, we'd be up there enthusiastically, ready for our team to stop them, ready for our team to stop them, and then they score. But we was enthusiastic. We had a losing year during my year, so we were pretty sorry. Yeah. So, but when you believe God, you get enthusiastic. You believe that he's going to work it out. That's what you do when you wait on him. You tie your expectations up with the Lord. And when you do that, you get so enthusiastic that it gives you new strength. And when it gives you new strength, you find yourself flying away in enthusiasm, running away in enthusiasm, or walking away in enthusiasm, and because you believe that God has it handled. Amen?
Amen.
God has it handled. So before we start our discussion, I talk about here whether you believe enough to fly, run, or walk. God is speaking in his New York voice. Keep it moving, son. Keep it moving, son. They like to say son, for some reason. Keep it moving, son. And this president of Calvary Theological Seminary puts it this way. To place ourselves in range of God's choices, gifts, we have to walk with God, work with God, lean on God, cling to God, come to have the sense and feel of God, refer all things to God.
Amen.
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 Says to place ourselves in the range of God's choices gifts, we have to walk with God, work with God, lean on God, cling to God, come to have the sense and feel of God, refer all things to God. And that's what it means to fly away with the Lord. That's what it means to run away with the Lord. That's what it means to walk with the Lord. To walk with the Lord. And I sung this during Sunday's sermon. And it's a song that I remember Grandmama and them singing all the time. And I have this in the book, in the workbook. That song that talks about walk with me, Lord.
Uh-huh.
Walk with me, Lord. I'm a little bit better tonight. Now all the way there. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me while I'm...
Let's stick with your gift, brother. Stick with your gift.
But man, I remember my grandmama singing that song from the soul, and I still talk about it today. She's been gone now, maybe 15, 20 years now she's been gone. But I say in the book, my grandmother seemed to know that if God was with her, she would have the strength to make it through trials, sorrows, and troubles along this pilgrim journey, tedious journey. The secret to your best life is to walk with God, work with God, lean on God, cling to God, come to have the sense and feel of God, and refer all things to God.
Amen.
This is the secret to your best life. We're going to count out in groups of two, and we're going to break down, and we're going to do this little discussion. If you have the workbook, it's in the back of the workbook. It's in the handouts we have. Let's count out in two. One, two, one, two, one, two, one, two. Okay, let's do the ones up there with where Gail is. And the twos back there with Tracy. Now you're going to have to get a spokesperson.
Come on, ones.
Let's do it.
Ones. Let's get some energy, some enthusiasm.
All the ones up here.
Ones up near Gail, the twos by Tracy. And I want y'all to discuss within the group the two questions that we have on the back and in the workbook.
We got some more ones, I know. Yeah, come on.
I'm
working back
there. You're number one, Dad. That's a good place to be.
Only one.
And the questions are, I want y'all to talk about it in the group. Name three things you are waiting on God to do in your life. And then we're going to choose, we want y'all to choose a spokesperson that's going to share those three things. And then the other one is list three ways you're waiting on what you are waiting for God to do in your life. If you believe that God is going to answer your prayers for what you are waiting for, you'll be prepared for God to show up.
What page are we in our workbook, Pastor?
I wish I knew that number.
104.
104? Okay. 104.
Thank you,
but
Pastor.
It's on the back of your handout as well.
Thank you,
Pastor. Oh, really? You're going to go there? Really? We ain't going to let you go there, bro.
Tracy. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
But y'all discuss it, and then we're going to have somebody share. Two people from your group. The first one will share three things they're waiting on God for as a group. Y'all can accumulate that, and as a group, get a spokesperson on the ways that you're waiting for God to work it out. Does that make sense?
I want to thank you for listening today, and we want to take this opportunity to describe the ABCs of salvation. The A of salvation is accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. The B of salvation is believe in your heart. And the C of salvation is to confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you can do those three things today, then you can be saved. If you can believe that Jesus Christ is God's only Son, that He died for your sins and was buried and raised again on the third day, then today you can be saved. And you can pray a simple prayer of salvation and just ask God into your heart to accept, believe, and confess today, and you will be saved. You pray a prayer of salvation. We want you to become a part of a church home. If you're anywhere near Paul's Valley, Oklahoma, we want to see you at the Bethlehem Baptist Church. We want to thank you for listening. Bless you. Hello again. This is Pastor Michael Eaton. I want to once again thank you for listening today. We want to encourage you to go out and pick up my book and workbook entitled The Secret to Your Best Life. You can pick it up at Amazon.com, The Secret to Your Best Life, the book and the workbook. And if you'd like to save a little money, you can get both the book and workbook on Kindle. Again, it's entitled The Secret to Your Best Life, and you can pick it up at Amazon.com, or you can order it at any major bookstore. Pick up copies for yourself and send a copy to a family member or a friend. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you and keep you is my prayer.